Good morning. My name is Leo, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the FIBRA Inn conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. Thank you. I will now turn the call over to Ms. Lisette Chang, Investor Relations Officer, for opening remarks.
Hello, and welcome to the FIBRA Inn third quarter 2018 results conference call. Before we begin, I want to mention that the earnings report that was issued yesterday and the PowerPoint presentation are both available in the investor relations section of our website. Please follow the information in these documents for a clear understanding of our results. Also note that forward-looking statements may be made during this conference call. These statements are based on management's current view of and estimates of future economic circumstances, industry conditions, company performance, and financial results. Let's turn to slide two for a brief review of the topics that we will be discussing in today's call. Starting with distribution for this quarter, followed by the cancellation of Cenefa, as well as a hotel announcement, and we will finalize with the operational and the financial review. Taking us through these topics, we'll have our presenters, Oscar Calvillo, our Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Miguel Aliaga, our Chief Financial Officer, and I appreciate your attention. At this point, I will turn the call over to Mr. Oscar for his remarks.
Thank you, Lisette, and good morning, everyone. Good morning, and thank you all for joining us today. For the third quarter of 2018, FIBRA Inn had total distribution of 94.1 million pesos, a decrease of 14.5% compared to the same quarter of last year. Basically, the decrease was due to two factors. FIBRA Inn is not paying in excess of adjusted FFO during this quarter, and the 0.1800 per certificate distribution includes a dilution effect after the capital subscription in July, reflecting the 18.9% increase on Cenefa's outstanding when compared to the third quarter of 2017. It is important to note that considering only the certificates outstanding as of June 30, the distribution per certificate would have been 0.2189 over the 429 million certificates before the subscription. This is for comparison purposes. The trailing 12-month dividend yield is 8.6%. However, in terms of the relative lower dividend this quarter, we expect distribution to increase in the near future due to two main reasons. These are, firstly, because of the projects in the hotel factory have a higher stabilized NOI cap rate than the FIBRA's implied one. Second, because starting the last quarter of this year, we will have the generation of revenues from fees from the hotel factory as we are closing deals shortly. Cancellation of certificates. FIBRA Inn began the process with Mexican Securities and Exchange Commission to cancel 5.44 million certificates. According to the rules, companies must cancel those securities that have remained in the pre-purchase fund for up to a year. In this case, the shares that are being canceled are comprised during the period September 2017 to April 2018 and were authorized to be canceled on June 27 of this year by FIBRA Inn's technical committee. This number of securities equivalent to approximately 64.3 million pesos. The company has a remaining balance that is available for additional repurchase of shares for 177 million pesos. This maximum amount authorized at the meeting was for the repurchase of 5% of total outstanding certificates. Once the process is completed, we will be able to proceed with updating the securities records within the law. Acquisition of land bank in Playa del Carmen. As per press release on October 11, FIBRA Inn announced the repurchase of a land property in Playa del Carmen via a land bank modality co-investment with a New York-based fund. This was for a total of $17 million, including transaction closing fees, as well as related municipality construction permits and license, which FIBRA Inn initiated upon signing of the purchase option. FIBRA Inn participated with 29.4% of the total investment. The land bank modality refers to the participation of partners for the purchase of the land. This allows FIBRA Inn to invest in strategic areas with the flexibility of sharing the investment as a minority holder and thus building a pipeline for the hotel factory. Once the project enters the hotel factory, the investment will be conducted with another partner for the development of the hotel. We are excited about the acquisition of this property. The land property has a prime and unique location that represents a great opportunity for free reign. Only steps from the beach and over 5,000 square meters in size, at this time it is the only beachfront property of this kind that is available, and since it is a commercial mixed-use property and compared with lodging activity, it is highly desirable for developers. Construction is expected to begin in the next 12 months. We are envisioning a range of 250 to 270 rooms with an average daily rate that could surpass $300. The hotel will be a lifestyle hotel under the brand of a widely recognized international hotel chain in North America. In terms of profitability, we expect over 14% of stabilized NOI cap rate in the 4 years of operation based on a total estimated investment of between $275,000 and $225,000 per room, a stabilized occupancy over 65%, and an average daily rate surpassing $300. Again, as per our form announcement, we provided an update on the hotel factory projects. Free Rain formalized a repurchase of the footprint for the JW Marriott Monterrey Valle last week and began hotel construction. As we mentioned, the hotel will be located about 4 parking levels and as well as 2 levels of commercial stores. This project is expected to open by mid-2020. The Westin Monterrey Valle is on track, and this turnkey project is expected to be delivered by the developer during the second quarter of 2019. With regard to the Marriott Airport Hotel, the company is in the final phases of the construction project so as to obtain final authorization of the initial architectural plans from the brand in order to comply with the specifications of the hotel. Construction will begin January 2019, and operations are expected to begin in mid-2020. Lastly, and with regard to the secret Silver Sands Riviera Cancun Hotel, Free Rain remains interested in acquiring this property. The purchase option has been extended to allow the seller to resolve pending legal issues. Moving on the sale of Microtel Inn and Suites by Queen and Culiacán Hotel on slide 11. The Microtel Inn and Suites by Wyndham Culiacán Hotel was sold on August 27 at a price of 85 million pesos as part of the company's capital recycling strategy. Free Rain's criteria when carrying out the sale was to be very conservative and stay very close to the valuations that were carried out by Deloitte. The closing of this sale reflects the significant discount that exists on Free Rain's certificate market value. To date, Free Rain remains in the process of selling a certain amount of non-strategic properties, and we have followed up at weekly meetings with a real estate broker to revise the status of promotion performed with a potential objective buyers for our properties. As we mentioned in the past, this required more extensive marketing efforts and more time compared to the sales process for the larger transactions in international markets, as we are dealing with family offices and local investors. The assets that we are targeting for sale are the ones in markets with low barriers of entry, where there are challenging economic and other circumstances, or we believe these properties may be at their peak. Our goal is to keep high-quality properties in deep markets. Please turn to slide 12. The current portfolio has remained relatively unchanged since the third quarter of 2017. When we compare to the same quarter of the previous year, we have 38 added rooms, mainly due to the reopening of the Holiday Inn Ciudad Juárez this last August. The Hotel Factory Partner has 3 hotel projects, plus the Playa del Carmen land bank that we reviewed earlier. Thank you for your attention. At this point, I will turn the call over to Miguel Aliaga, our CFO, who will review the company's operating and financial for this quarter.
Thank you, Oscar, and good morning to everyone. This quarter, we achieved a 7.9% increase in revenue per available room, which was due to an occupancy increase of 2.4 percentage points to reach 64.2%, which mainly reflected the reinclusion of the results of the Holiday Inn Mexico Coyoacán Hotel, which temporarily closed last year due to the Mexico City earthquake, as well as a 3.9% increase in the average daily rate due to the efforts of the hotel operators to reinforce the average daily rate, such as improving hotel visibility on internet sites. Let's turn to page 15 with the financial highlights of the quarter. Lodging revenues reached 7% to 493.8 million pesos for third quarter 2018, versus third quarter 2017, and a 7.7% increase in rental revenues to reach 26.5 million pesos. Total included, the company experienced a 7% increase for the quarter to reach 520.3 million pesos. In terms of a breakdown by type of hotel, the proportions were consistent with the majority of revenues stemming from the select service segment at 50.4% in this quarter versus 47.8% in third quarter 2017. Let's turn to the review of the income statement on slide 16. As we discussed, total revenue for the FIBRA rose by 7% to 520.3 million pesos. Beginning the first quarter of this year, we began reporting hotel NOI, which pertains to the operation of the properties and NOI from other businesses. As such, this line item will also include revenues and costs from a strategic hotel pipeline. During this third quarter 2018, a positive balance of 4.0 million pesos was included due to the capitalization of some expenses, including salaries for the hotel factory team, legal costs, and the project's architectural plans. These expenses will be assigned to each proprietary trust for each of the developments. For the quarter on the discussion, total NOI was 184.3 million pesos, which represented a 35.4% margin, and was 100 basis points higher than the 34.4% of the third quarter 2017. Adjusted EBITDA, as a result, was 158 million pesos, representing a 30.4% margin and 50 basis points higher than third quarter 2017. And finally, FFO was 109.7 million pesos, a 21.1% margin when compared to the 21.4% in third quarter 2017. Turning on slide 17 for the balance sheet discussion, as of September 30, 2018, FIBRA had cash and cash equivalents of 910.8 million pesos, which reflects the resources obtained from the capital subscription. Additionally, there were 25.5 million pesos of tax recoverable from the purchase of a footprint of the JW Marriott Monterey Valle. FIBRA in this quarter paid down the 199.1 million pesos in short-term bank loans related to the revolving credit line with Actinver, so as to be left with 2.9 billion pesos in long-term debt securities. Total equity is valued at 9.2 billion pesos. If you follow me in slide 18, we can take a look at the overall current financial situation of FIBRA. These long-term financial obligations regarding FIN 18 and FIN 15 debt balance was 66.7% at a fixed rate of 9.93%, and 33.3% at a variable rate covered with weighted fixed rate swaps for 7.19%. We have two bank credit lines available, 199.1 million pesos million revolving with Actinver, and another one with Bancomer for 300 million pesos, which can reach up to 450 million at a TIIE plus 450 basis points. At the conclusion of September 30, 2018, FIBRA has a ratio of loan-to-value that is 24.3% and a debt service of 3.4 times. That is all for me. Thank you for your attention. At this time, we are ready for your questions. Operator?
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone telephone. That is star 1 now on your touch-tone telephone. One moment while we queue for questions. And once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touch tone phone. One moment while we queue. And it appears that we have no questions at this time. I'd be happy to return the call to Oscar Calvillo.
Okay. We appreciate your confidence and your continued interest in our company. We look forward to speaking with you soon again. Have a good day.